Floodwaters that swamped vast areas of southern Thailand and inundated its largest city of Hat Yai have killed 12 people, bringing the flooding death toll from across the country to more than 120. The flooding has also hit the area of Malaysia, which shares its peninsula. Father Lawrence Andrew, the editor of Herald, Malaysia's Catholic Weekly, told Charles Collins his country's government has done a good job preparing for such a disaster.
Since this is annual affair that happens every year, the government is prepared to face this situation often. And they do this well because they have the police and also the what we call the fire brigade that saves the people from disasters and dire situations. They're all ready with the boats to ferry people from place to place. This is an annual exercise, and it is kind of a routine kind of a thing now for Malaysia, both in the north and also in the south. Later in the year, it will also happen in the south. But this flood this year is worse than the one in 2005. So this seems to be a bit overwhelming in a way because and larger areas have been covered with water. But other than that, this is also a time when our students, in particular the upper secondary students, they sit for their examinations. They face this kind of a situation, and so very often the government takes them, places them in places of a high level, and to ensure that they are able to sit for the exams without much worry and disturbance. And in other places, if the floodwaters are not very high, they are offered ferry services. Rather, the boats are being provided for, the police boats, to ferry them across to the schools for exams which are on a high level. Or the place of the examinations will be shifted or sent to another place. People will be sent to another place to sit for the exams from the normal schools.
You had, when we were speaking earlier, talked about some of the reasons for the flooding getting a little bit worse involving taking care of the rivers and things like that. Can you elaborate on that a bit?
Well, it is a problem. It's in a way a cultural problem also. We are not good at keeping our drains and canals clean. They allow these things to be clogged with all kinds of things. And so it also flows into the rivers, and the rivers do get flooded, clogged with many things, and silting takes place. And so the river level, the bed of the river rises a bit, so that there's very little space, so to say, depth in the river for it for water to flow through, and thus it overflows. And because some of the places are close to the sea, and also because of the earthquake and the heavy rain and so on, the seawater level also rises, and therefore the water flows backwards into the land area, and this also gives rise to floods. So it's a combination of a number of things.